order. Julio, can you do the roll call, please?
Yes, good morning, Ms.
Good
Laughlin.
morning.
Are you present?
And happy birthday, Julio. Let's get that officially on the record.
Thank you. Are you present, Ms. Laughlin?
I think I am.
Thank you. Mr. Siegel, are you present?
Present.
Siegel's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Gunther?
Present.
Mr. Gunther is present. Mr. Brooks?
Here.
Mr. Brooks is present. Mr. Sykes, Mr. Smith, and Mr. Fleischman are absent.
Okay, so we'll start with the approval of the meeting minutes from April 12th. We had a recess meeting, and then April 21st, a reconvened meeting. Did everybody get a chance to look at the meeting minutes, and are there any edits needed?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Howard.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Great, motion carries. All right, bills and communications. I'll make sure everybody that you saw that Jen sent out a new one this morning. Jen, do you want to cover that?
Sure, and actually, I'm just going to let Ed in. He's just dialing in.
Oh, okay, great.
Morning, Ed.
Morning, Ed.
Morning.
Morning, nice Ed. To have
Sorry,
you back, Ed.
I don't
nice
know what's going on my computer. I can't. Sorry
Good
about that.
On, Ed.
You still have the one you got from. You still have the computer you got from Christopher Columbus, or did you get a new one?
Yeah.
He has the.
I don't know. I got something screwy with my password, and I have to reset it, I guess.
Okay, Ed, we're just going through. We just did the minutes. We're now going to go to bills and communications. And Jen sent out a new copy this morning. So, Jen, you want to cover that?
Sure. So there was, I actually just sent out.
Is that somebody's me? Getting feedback? Might be Ed. Mute your phone, Ed. That might help.
What do you want? Say it again. I didn't get it. What do you want with my phone?
We were getting feedback. So no, I think it's gone now. It seems okay. Try it again, Jen.
Okay. So I actually just sent out a second revised payment schedule just about 5 minutes ago, and I apologize for that. So there was one earlier this morning, which added a payment of $450 to Jay's Lawn Service. They came and took a bunch of rotten furniture out of our storage unit a couple weeks ago and disposed of it. And then the more recent revision just a few minutes ago was a payment to Wilson Elzer in the amount of $650 relating to legal services with respect to the Catskill Distilling bankruptcy. So I apologize for the two last minute revisions, but the second revised payment schedule shows a total of 12 expenses to be paid in the total amount of $12,119.80.
Okay, does anyone have any questions about the schedule of payments? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
So
moved. I'll second
Paul,
it.
Paul, Howard, or the other way around? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Jen, the staff activity report, please.
I have no updates to the activity report. I just wanted to mention that we've been working with RBT quite a bit over the past few days, and they're just finalizing the draft audit reports for all three agencies. So I expect to have the drafts done just in the next few days. Simultaneously, staff has the Paris reports just about done, and the audits will provide the remaining information for the Paris reports. So I expect to have the audits and the Paris ready for your review and approval in the next week or so. Due to COVID, the deadline for Paris filing was extended to May 31st. So that would mean that the board will need to convene another meeting before the end of May. But I believe we'll be ready well before the end of May.
So do you want to wait to schedule that, or do you want to try to get a date while we're all on for that now?
It's up to you. I wouldn't want to schedule it. I know we have Memorial Day coming up too, so I wouldn't want to. It might be better to wait and just do a special meeting rather than try to reconvene this meeting.
Okay.
That way we know for sure what the date is, but it's up to you all.
By the way, Memorial Day is the absolute last day of the month, I think.
Right.
What is that?
Okay, so Jen, well, I think then since we're going to, instead of recessing this and reconvening, let's just do it as a special meeting. And as soon as you have an idea of when everything's going to be done, if you could just give us a little bit of notice, that would be great.
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
And the only other thing I wanted to mention is that just a reminder that your financial disclosures are due to the county by May 15th. And if you need a copy, I'm happy to email or mail you a copy. Just let me know.
And Jen, let us know, the new board members don't have to do it this because you weren't board members in 2020. So you have a reprieve.
Thank you, Jen. I got mine and sent it in.
Great. Thank you. I have the last thing is I just have one more person who I don't recognize who I'm going to let in.
Okay, we'll see who that is. C. Harrison, it says.
He's muted.
Does someone know who that is?
Could the person who just joined just let us know your first name? We see C. Harrison, but if we could have your full name for the meeting minutes, please.
Yes, sorry. My name's Chris Harrison.
Thanks.
Okay, so we don't need a motion, I don't think. Does anyone have any questions though for Jen on the staff activity report? And if not, we'll move on to new business. Okay, hearing none. So we have our first resolution is authorizing an extension of the sales tax abatement period for the Doach family project. That's the seminary cider. Remind me, Walter, what's the correct name?
No, it's not Seminary Hill Cidery. This is the
okay.
This is the former Calicoon Hospital that's being converted to a short-term lodging facility. The request that they made indicates that they're almost done. They're down to painting, finish work, furniture, bedding, and landscaping.
Okay.
Julio, so they're up to date.
Is that a bed and breakfast, Walter?
I wouldn't call it a bed and breakfast because there's probably no place within the building to get breakfast, but it's a small lodging facility. Ed could better describe it. Ed, it was a hospital how long ago?
Oh. Marion Roche. It was a hospital for a long time. But it was converted to apartments. It was converted to 1, 2, and 3 bedroom apartments.
And now it's being converted to a short-term rental.
It's just lodging for that, because one of the things that they're doing is up there is they're having a wedding and an event venue, and they needed lodging. So I would call it, it's more like just rooming without any breakfast.
Okay, well, they're just so what's before us isn't their request to extend the sales tax abatement.
I would like to know they've submitted their reports on their current, but I'm still waiting on the fee. It's in the mail as of Wednesday, so I was expecting it at least by today.
It's not a risk financially with this project.
Make a motion.
Thank you, Howard. Second?
I'll second it.
Paul, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. The next resolution is from on behalf of Psychedelic Solar, also an extension of the sales tax abatement period. Walter, anything to share on this, or Jen?
I can give you an update on status, which is they haven't started yet and they have not ordered the panels yet. This solar project is being constructed on a brownfield location, a former landfill and gravel mine, and it's a longer process for them to get approvals from the DEC for that part of their funding. So the request indicates that they will be ordering equipment during this 6-month extension and starting the construction of the project in Q4 of 2021.
Okay. Any other questions? Carol, you making a motion to approve? Yes. Anyone seconding?
I'll second it.
Paul,
all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Carrie's. Matt Wilson, Capital Food Hub.
The next resolution is also for an extension on the sales tax period for RGG Realty and Columbia Ice and Cold Storage project. Walter, anything on this one or Jen?
I don't believe that they've started construction in earnest at this point. Julio, what do their reports show?
They have very few invoices, only for an equipment, a piece of equipment. But again, they've submitted a report since the beginning of this project up to the first quarter of 2021. And I've received the report, but I haven't received the fee.
This is the one that we've been discussing, right, with the by the car wash?
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
But this is their first project, not the industrial park project. This is the former ARC building built by Harold Gold and others. Then it became owned by the county, transferred to us, and now transferred to Columbia Ice for an ice distribution location. They are dispatching trucks out of there, and there are people going to work there now, so it's moving along.
This is the company we discussed at the last meeting, right? From
that's
Long
correct
Island?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
Julio, you should just let him know, though, you know, our concern on timely payments, just as a normal thing, not in a bad way, but just in the normal course of your next discussion.
Yes, I've been working actually a lot with them on the reporting, so it was a lot. It was a lot last week, but I expect that they'll submit it. I think they understand how it works now. So
great.
I mean, I think it's helpful for all these projects to understand that, you know, while there's a, you know, reasonable tolerance for extensions, that one of the questions we're going to put you on the spot on every time is, are they up to date? So if they know that, Julio, maybe they'll be more motivated, you know, be sensitive to the time for our meetings. Okay. So the next one is a resolution to approve, again, a sales tax abatement relating to the Doetsch family, one LLC and two LLC projects. So Walter, you want to distinguish this from the
This is Seminary Hill Orchard and Cidery. One entity owns the land. The other entity is the ground lessee building the buildings and operating a cidery. For those of you that have not been up there, I would encourage you to get up there. What they've done is nothing short of amazing. And yes, they're spending a lot of money. And the comment that we've heard many times is if they had asked us for a higher amount to begin with, we certainly would have approved it. We try to stay rational with the information that we provide to the state on Paris and encourage people to be careful about what they tell us they're going to spend with the ability to increase it as they go along if they reach their limit and they're almost there.
Where are they where's that located, Walter?
Seminary Hill. It's behind the former St. Joseph Seminary in the town of Delaware, just above Calicoon. It's got a fantastic view of the Delaware River. It's a beautiful property.
If look at their website, if you put Seminary Hill in the, and you'll see their website. They have some gorgeous photos in there. Just beautiful.
It's probably the nicest views in the county.
Really?
So
can I have a motion to approve the sales tax abatement for this project?
Ed, do you want to make that since it's right behind your house?
I'll make it. Sure.
Okay, Ed's.
I'll second it.
Howard, second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Okay, the last resolution is to approve the application of SVG 26 LLC, which was the former Catskill Distilling Company project. So how about an overview on that, Walter or Jen?
We need to go into executive session just for a couple of minutes before an overview, and then we'll come back out.
Okay. So will there be, we will then take action
when we come out. The agency is, we'll consider the resolution when we come out. Whether you take action or not is up to you guys, but I'm certain the resolution will be introduced, but we need to go over this in executive session first. And I know you can put Chris and Joe and Michael and I guess you can, and Henry, like in some kind of a room, because we won't be very long.
Put all this public away.
So the for the open meetings law, it appears this would be a motion to run an executive session to discuss financial history of a particular corporation.
Yes.
Great. So that's
what. So can we have a motion?
So moved. Paul?
Second.
Howard second. All in favor of going into executive session? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? A couple minutes.
Okay. So Jen, you're welcome back, everybody.
It works.
Ken, how'd we do? How much longer than five was it?
I wasn't timing it.
Okay. All right. We are now moving forward with a resolution related to Catskill Distilling. Walter, do you want to summarize the resolution for us?
Yeah, the resolution requires, and I just sent it to Henry for you to send to Michael, the resolution requires as a condition of the agency's approval of the SVG application that the asset purchase agreement be amended so that it's clear that the non-insider equity grants and the insider equity grants, which are 11.37% and 12.55% of the buyer, respectively, will happen post-closing. And based upon some comments received, I've also included in new section 6 of the resolution the details of what the agency will be paid at the closing, all of which are already in the bankruptcy waterfall that has been presented. There's nothing new here. It's just in addition to a requirement of the bankruptcy, it's a condition of the approval of this resolution.
Okay, let's get a motion and then we can see if we have discussion. So can I have a motion to move the resolution?
So moved.
Paul, second. Sean. Okay. Any discussion on this resolution? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I just want
to... Go ahead, Ed.
You recuse me from that vote.
I've marked Ed as being as not participating as a result of the fact that he's a director of the Jeff Bank, which is the major secured creditor of the bankrupt CDC, Catskill Distilling Company Limited.
Do you have a quorum?
Yep. We're good at counting, Ken, but thanks for your help.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Okay, so calling the question, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and Ed abstains, so motion carries. Any other business to bring before the board before we go to public comment? Okay, let's open it up to public comment. Anyone like the floor? Ken?
Yes. I don't know where you are in this tax abatement with the industrial parks. I don't know if that's been finalized or not, but I think you all have to reconsider the whole tax abatement program when it comes to school taxes. I don't like the fact you start so low. Everybody wants to have an educated workforce, and we're seeing our school taxes going from 50 to 55% to almost 60% in some cases of your total school. And I don't think it's fair that the taxpayers are carrying this whole burden and we're giving other people tax incentives to come here. I think it's a bad choice on the school side. I think we should start at a higher percent on the low side instead of starting at supposedly zero. I think you should consider that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, we did, Ken, just so you're aware, send out the proposed uniform tax exemption policy to all of the impacted taxing jurisdictions, being the county, the towns along Route 17 plus Fallsburg and Bethel, and all of the impacted school districts. And initially, the Liberty School District indicated that they did not wish to participate, but later changed their minds. So all the school districts have signed off on this.
Yeah, but you're starting at a, what, zero?
I'm not going to try to describe it that quickly. Be happy to send you a copy. It doesn't start at zero. It starts at what people are paying today.
Yeah, I understand that part, but yeah, go ahead. Send me a copy, please. That's
Jen. Can you? It was approved at the last meeting, and the last minute change was Liberty changed their mind and wanted to participate.
Okay. Thanks. Anyone else for public comment? Okay. Hearing none, then can we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make it.
Howard?
I'll second it.
Second by Ed. All in favor? Aye. Okay. Aye. Thank you, everybody. And Jen, we'll look forward to hearing back from you as to the new meeting date. Okay.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you, everybody. Take care.